Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The seats are great, but getting
how many
there,
escalators do you have to ride?
Oh, I didn't ride a single escalator. It was a lot of walking.
Are they the steps that go like
it's like a ramp, like RFK FedEx.
Such an idiot
situation.
Are they the steps that don't have them?
Moron.
Ramp
I am.
Would probably be better.
Ramp.
There are escalators.
But they have escalators.
They absolutely do.
Or what they like to call those, Mike, are the steps that move.
Two Bud Heavies, 1950.
Wow.
Actually,
two Bud Heavies, 1950?
Yeah, blown away. I was like,
so $8, yeah.
$9.75.
But here it is. I'm not going to sit there and go, oh my God, that's incredible for that swill, that colored water that they call beer.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Luke Bryan, wishing you a very happy Halloween. Boo.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Where did you come across your country music idol? Where did you find
it? I like to keep track of
him. Obviously, you could not wait to play it.
I thought it would start the day off.
Shook things up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Different.
You know, the country music services always send out their greetings, and I didn't think we needed to hear from Darius Rucker or Dierks Bentley, but I particularly like...
Elizabeth likes Dierks Bentley.
I like this gentleman.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Luke Bryan, wishing you a very happy Halloween. Boo.
You see, the thing that makes him great... is the
What's
extra
the thing
effort.
That makes him great?
Because no one, Darius Rucker doesn't say boo. No, he adds that. That's value boo. Added. Boo. Boo.
Play it again. Okay. I enjoyed it. Let's hear
hey,
it.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Luke Bryan, wishing you a very happy Halloween. Boo.
I hope he does a Christmas boo. One, but he doesn't
what
say boo.
What does his music sound like? I've never
He's
heard
He's actually very affable. You'll love
does
his music.
He
You'll
have
love
have
it.
No, no, it's
play it for him.
It leans rock, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it's a crossover. I think this is why he ended up on the American Idol. It's really, it really is. He is not just a country star. He's more of a pop star as well.
Yeah, and he does. It's very, very agreeable, yeah. And it sounds like everything else. Sounds like this, Mike.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Luke Bryan, wishing you a very happy Halloween. Boo.
Wow.
Boo.
Boo.
Finding you some Luke Bryan now. Boo. Hold on. I don't boo, have boo, any boo. In my queue.
That's all right. I don't think he needs it.
I think
the show will survive magnificently. Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have you with all of us. We are here. We are ready to entertain you. And I didn't write down the cities, so let me open up Rob's email.
All right.
So I can do that.
Sure.
So I can get the cities for this week. Because I didn't print them.
Well, Mike, you know what? This is a great
one of those Mondays. Just really kind of
happy Monday, everybody.
It's a great day for some knocking boots.
Is this him?
These wheels need a two-lane. This rain. You don't even have to be a country fan to enjoy this.
Or to hate it.
To
get across town to you.
That dress needs to slip. He's all right. That you answered the question that I want. I wanted to know if he sung. If he sang like he sounded.
Yeah, he does a little bit. I would like to read you the top comment on YouTube for this video.
Please.
It says, I can hear this song over and over and over. And they spelled here, H-E-R-E.
It's formulaic. You're
it
absolutely, Rob, I'm with you. I'd love to disagree with you, but I can't because you're right. Because it's like, this man, he's got boots on a Saturday night. He's looking for time, gonna have a big fight. And I know that the lyrics are so stupid that I'm going mutton with all my friends. And Jimmy, where's Confederate flag?
Don't grade a man on one song. Let's hear another song called Hunting, Fishing, and Loving Every Day.
Luke Bryan.
And I can make a living from walking in the woods. You can bet
man's
I'm
a hunter.
Sitting pretty good.
Ah, make a living walking in the woods.
Yep.
He's a guide.
That's what he is.
Yeah. He's a fishing guide. Is that what it is? From Short Pump, Virginia. I bet they like Luke Bryan down in Short Pump.
You don't do the cities now.
What?
You don't
do
the cities. You do it in the open.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you think I'm getting Alzheimer's?
No.
I don't know, but that's the third time you've asked that question
by,
today.
You're distracted by the school bus situation.
You are, life. And by Luke Bryan. Yeah.
Wow.
Hunting, sorry fishing, missing buses.
Let's restart the show. I just got totally discombobulated. You know what? I got to prepare stuff earlier and get it ready to go so I don't get confused. So getting back to, well, I like Short Pump, Virginia anyway. Okay. Luke Bryan is, you know, sounds like he sings, which is exactly
hey,
what
what's up, y'all?
For.
I'm Luke Bryan.
All right, that's
wishing
enough of that.
You a very happy Halloween.
Everybody,
boo.
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 I think
boo.
That might be a sign. Boo. I think I'm gonna get tested. I'm going to get tested because I'm forgetting things like that on the right. show. Wouldn't that be, like, horrible?
It'd be, no, well, it'd be
just
great.
Be aware of that.
It'd
I'll
be great
quit.
For the show because we could document this.
It would be and, bad for the show
yeah,
because
and
think
add
of
caution yeah. to our
you get
audience.
Me, you get me 50 markets syndicated. I'll do that. Not for a podcast.
No, it would be
sorry
bad for the
that.
Show because show yeah. prep would be murder.
Oh, that's yeah. right.
Did we talk
to,
about
have to
this
remind
yet?
Him. Yeah,
yes.
we'd have
did
to
we
remind
talk
him
about
it.
Well, we all do that. We all do that.
This is true.
That doesn't bother me. It's like elements of the show. But in fairness to me, I was doing 25 different things, running cable, that. So I'm okay with it now.
Okay.
But I'm going to be mindful of it as we proceed because that is a rote, automatic thing that I have done for 10 years. And it's just, it's interesting. But my mind tends to race.
This all started when the school bus stopped showing up.
Yes.
Guarantee you.
Well, I want to get to you at the World Series, which is a big thing. But if you want to talk about the school bus, which is my mundane, dull existence down here in Cocoonville.
Did not show, Bill?
I have to say that today we wake up and Carla says to me, okay, turn the app on. I said, okay, it's on. The app is on. She let me sleep a little longer today. 6:15, I get out of bed. I go walk the dog. He's in a sniff fest, pissing me off because I need time is of the essence. I want to be sure
right.
to get
it's
back
go
to the
time.
House. And so it's the drill is take him to the bus, and if the bus doesn't come, come back here, and we'll take him to school. She says will because she's negotiating with me whether I will take him to school or she will take him to school. We are both able to do that with our window that we right. have, but I prefer not to because when I return from dropping him at the bus, that is my prep time.
Yes.
That's when I focus on the show. So that's what I tell her. So the drill is when I say that to her, that I will come back to the house, drop him with her, she will take him to school. This is the Lee County Public School System Transportation Department boning me like nobody's boned me. And I hesitate to pick up the phone and call because I'm not going to be able to handle it. It's Monday. Everybody's got that. Once again, I don't have it bad like some of the parents that are slaying the dragon and have to get in an automobile and drive to a job. And they rely on the school bus to get their kid. Now, one of the Cocoonville neighbors said to me, if this was this city or that city, this would be a headline in a city.
Oh, yeah.
A school
absolutely.
Bus literally
yeah. leaving
not
children.
Showing mm-hmm. without any information, yeah. without anything whatsoever. You know, we could call them on the podcast.
Yes.
I'm up for that.
Absolutely.
We could call them on the podcast.
Yeah. Let
I'm going to give
know
them
what's what.
One more day.
All right.
And if they screw up, if I have the morning that I had this morning, but by the way, I'm prepared for it. We know we have a contingency plan, so but that doesn't take away from the fact that up until last Friday, I had a little device, little appy wappy on my telephone right here, and I was able to see when the bus would go. Then that went away. So today, what the drill was, and if you're keeping track of at home, if you're playing the home game, 6:35 a.m.
The Mike mm-hmm. O'Mara podcast home game?
The podcast home game,
right.
6:35 a.m., I drive to the bus with my son. So I'm sitting at the bus stop at 6:35, 6:40, 6:45, 6:50, 6:55. That's the 20-minute window. The 20-minute window is closed. Nothing on the app. No bus moving. The app is inactive. Mm. I turn around back to the house.
Yeah.
Carla takes the little man at about 7:15 to the school where he is dropped off. No problem. He will be attending classes.
Yes.
However, we... Because Mrs. O'Mara has flexibility and Mr. O'Mara has flexibility and we are blessed to work from home. You know, I once again get back to the fact that this is a bus route. There are multiple.
Yeah, it's
multiple
not like
kids
you're the only one who's affected
along this route. And there is, as Robert De Niro would say, nothing. The Irishman would say, there is nothing coming from the school department.
What does the app exactly say when you fire it up?
I'll show it to you. I'll show you the bus.
And it's a two-part question. What does the app say? And if he saw it, Would Robert De Niro laugh at it?
That's what the bus. That's what the bus looks like. Oh, can you see it?
Yeah. That looks. That's like it bus. Just parked.
Yeah, moving. Inactive. Not moving.
Oh, by the way, now two buses on the bus number because they're that effed up that they have to have two buses. My original bus in parentheses and another new bus. Both of them non-existent.
Neither that show. Okay.
This also indicates to me that because we have not commiserated with other parents because he's the only kid at his stop, we have not been able to verify whether they were telling me the truth on Friday when they said, oh, the bus already came. Right. Well, the bus didn't come today, and I wanted to make sure that I was out there 5 minutes
you
early,
sure.
And I stayed 15 minutes late.
Yes.
That's why, because usually 7:50 is about it. I stayed till 7:55.
Dangerous, too.
Yeah. So, but it's just, it's dangerous if your kid's unaccompanied and just sitting there, being like, by the way, people are all down here now. And there was a dude walking along the sidewalk that he didn't have that I'm going to work vibe. He had that, I just got released vibe. Okay.
So he was walking away, not walking to?
Today, there was the lady that was in the tricycle.
Little Michael.
Riding, by the way, there's nothing says senior citizen class like a lady with just straw blonde hair halfway down her back riding a tricycle with a tattoo on her ankle. And I'm just going, wow.
Did she have a go-to-work vibe?
They're all here.
I know this, Florida. When I play the TMOS home game, I want to be the lady on the tricycle.
Well, it's exciting. It's very, very exciting. But when you're prepared, and as a matter of fact, anticipating that it was going to be screwed up, it's a... But I mean, once again, I'm thinking of all the other kids along this bus route. And look, I commiserated with parents over the weekend that have gone through the same thing. Not a lot of people have advice on this. I've called. I'll talk to a superintendent. Didn't do anything. This is obviously a disaster. This is a disaster happening right now.
You brought up a point that hasn't been brought up yet. Is that this affects many kids? It infects an entire busload of kids.
Yeah.
It puts them all in harm's way.
Yeah, it does. And this is why, as someone said to me, and I keep harking back, this would be a headline news story in certain major cities in America.
Because I agree.
That's because you are talking about that. So, it's just there's so I can deal with the bus driver not showing up. I can understand they're doing this. The bus is going to be late. What I can't deal with is there are people you would not believe the bureaucracy. And that's part of the problem.
Right. Of course,
there is a supervisor and then there are two assistant managers there. This is management loaded, which tells me there are a lot of people that are sitting on their hands, not out there,
I bet
the
down there they hand out promotions instead of raises. They say, how would you like to be a supervisor?
Probably a title.
Exactly.
Also, is a big deal.
I would check if maybe after the show we can check when the app was recently updated. Because if the app wasn't recently updated with this new OS that's come out, it might have stopped fighting
with itself.
Yeah.
Why don't I go into my settings? I see that I have an alert. Software update.
Thought about that this weekend when I was like,
this is the iOS 13.13.
Yeah, so you've got the latest.
Yeah, and I haven't installed it yet.
So if you install it, will it work?
Or will it make the app less effective?
Yes, or will it make it less effective?
I can do that. I'll install it. I can install
during the show.
I don't need the phone during the show.
Okay.
No.
That's fine. Verifying update.
Yeah.
Hi, Apple. Make sure you let me know you're verifying it.
You have an iOS request.
Funny, what do you think about the update situation? If he updates, maybe it'll work?
Yeah, absolutely. That's usually what you have when you have a situation where apps just stop working. Mm. You just need to update the OS.
Yeah, thought about this weekend, and I was like, I'll let Mike know. So I'm letting you know.
I'm of the opinion, I still blame the county.
Oh, trust me, I don't think this
conspiracy.
Is something like...
of course.
software engineer that decided to work for them and not Apple.
I'm still in the afterglow of my facial on Friday night, my weekly facial. Nice.
It's amazing that was two full days ago the way you sparkle today.
It is amazing that the steamer that she puts on, the raging steamer.
Is it from Cleveland?
She puts on my face, huh?
Is it from Cleveland?
Cleveland steamers?
That's
messed
horrible.
Up and gross.
That is bad. Strike that from the record.
How dare you?
Yeah.
What a jerk.
I'm lost. I'm lost.
Oh, you have to Google that.
No, don't. Don't.
Is Cleveland steamer a thing?
Yeah, it's a bad thing.
It's a really bad thing. Don't Google that at work.
No,
can't believe there is a There's sexual jargon that I am unaware of.
That one.
I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my place in the show, and I'm losing my edge.
I'm feeling old right now.
No,
better about not knowing Cleveland Steamer. You're a better person. It actually
like a Dirty Sanchez, that type of
something
thing.
Something like, along those lines. Along those lines.
Right. It would be in the same book, but a different chapter.
All right, I'll have to look it up.
Do it on a burner phone.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Don't let Carla see you.
That's not the big story of the day, ladies and gentlemen. And let's get to it, because I know there are people right now saying, ask Oscar about the World Series.
Yes.
We won't
get to it all. Look, all I know, I just did it. Rob, will you bring out your phone and tell me what was the last text we got? I got a personal text. I said, are you at the game?
Yes.
Because Oscar wasn't posting anything. It wasn't.
It was hard to get a signal out.
Okay, the last three texts.
The last thing I got was something that looked like he was inside of a bar.
It's either a bar or some sort of gulag with a color television. Yeah. It's very dark.
That was like right around, that was post-game.
Post-game.
So obviously,
and that Oscar, that
he
rolled
said
in
something about, I will make it to the, I can't get home, but I will make it
I
to
couldn't
the
get
show.
Home.
What the hell was that midnight last night?
The picture came in at 22 minutes after midnight. Immediately followed by, with all lowercase letters, I have stories for the VIN.
Yes, for the vignette.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look at that.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. And then the following text is, I can't get home, but I will get to the show.
Yes.
And you know what?
So
he did probably 6 or 7 minutes earlier than he normally does.
All right, let me ask this question first of all. We'll go in whatever order you want to go in. But the first question was, I wanted, before you tell all your tales about the World Series and the experience and what it is to be there, I have to deal with this last text that you you took a picture of. Some sort of, can we start with that?
I was trying to get Angie Goff for you because she was on television.
Oh, okay.
And then the picture changed on television.
Because
the
you were
screen.
Photographing live TV.
Yes, and that's what
Where were you taking that picture?
Some bar across the street from the actual venue.
And my guess is that your accuracy was more than a little off, because normally, before and after Angie does a live shot, they either do a setup and
they
a payoff.
They just switched off.
Well, they just switched, and there was enough time that had passed that the headline on TV reads, Representative Katie Hill resigns amid ethics probe.
Yes.
So
that
had
to have
been
the messaging.
There had to be some
sort
of problem.
So we're trying to get you Angie.
How? All right. So you were going to take a picture of Angie.
Well, we're starting in reverse. Don't you want to start at the beginning? That's the end.
That's if I asked you that.
Yeah,
if you want
to
start at the beginning.
Yeah, I like to start at the beginning.
All right. For purpose of setup here.
Yes.
Take us through the process.
My date.
For you being at the game.
Okay.
How did you get to the game? How did you get your
ticket? I got the ticket, section 406, not 405, from listener Jeremy, who was so kind to reach out and said, hey, man, if you want to go, my group's got a ticket. And at face value. Like, I couldn't sell it for any more. They're really into baseball. You're going to love my friends. And I said,
you're way, 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 way up there.
By the way, not that up there, because I never sat up there before. When I was at Memorial Stadium and you were section 400, it's like you couldn't see a single thing. But the way they constructed that stadium.
Mike, when they built Nationals Park, what they had in mind is the fan experience. And they wanted to make sure that every seat was a good seat, even the ones far out.
You get
a good view.
I get it.
All right.
I was pleasantly surprised. Oh my God, this is great.
All right. So you get, and the listener sells you a ticket and you get to sit with, how many other people did you attend the game with?
I went alone, but within my group was listener Jeremy and two other gentlemen who I don't remember their names because I met them.
They were Jeremy's friends.
They were all named Jeremy.
This is what's great. These fans, Jeremy's part of a larger group that buys a block of tickets. And they share the cost amongst like 19 people.
Okay.
And then they go through a lottery to win which games they get
like
to go
to. Like a timeshare.
Yeah.
So were other members of this block, did they attend the other losing home games the World Series?
They did.
Okay.
So it depends who went to the actual games.
The other losing games.
But Jeremy hadn't gone to a World Series. This is his first game as well.
Okay. Has the fever died down a little bit now?
It has not.
I certainly haven't seen the posts on Facebook.
I disagree with Oscar. I believe that the fervor has been quelled.
Well,
if you get all bandwagon fans online, you get just as many that jump. As soon as things are not fun anymore.
You know
I
how they talk about abandoned campfires can still cause a forest fire? What I'm seeing are a lot of abandoned campfires.
I still believe,
a lot
for
of
the
smoke,
record,
not a lot of flame.
That they will pull this off. And I'm rooting for the Nats.
Because,
over yet.
No one has won a home game yet.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And
thank
so
you.
They can go and continue this trend.
The Nationals won two, And now the Astros won two, three.
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 Three, 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 three.
So anyway,
for a total of five games.
Decided.
It had to be. So you get to you get your tickets to the game.
I worked yesterday, and Jeremy was kind enough to email me the ticket. The MLB app that gives you your ticket is garbage, but I got it.
Does the MLB app tell you where the team bus is?
No. Just your ticket app. You know, everything's
I understand.
Electronic now. I
always still don't trust that, by the way. I've used my phone for several events. I've many more times printed tickets off off the internet. Yeah. I still get hinky about it.
And by the way, we
have to mention, I'm going to mention it.
Good.
That's what I was setting up. We have to mention that there is an opportunity for fraud out there, and people should be ever vigilant.
Mm-hmm.
You should be very, very careful.
I saw posts about
you don't go to the game.
Team member.
Stand outside the stadium and buy a wrinkled piece of paper from an alleged scalper for $500.
We should.
Dennis Murphy did that.
You. Yes.
And the ticket had been used.
My heart goes out to you, Dennis. It's rough.
It's
almost like his lucky streak has ended.
So that scam is done by, does somebody hand that thing out to the, they just print out.
They print out multiples and sell them and then go home and laugh all night long.
Someone just throws their ticket away or throws it on the ground because they're using their digital copy. You can have two copies.
That's true. That could happen too.
So the digital side's like, hey, can I buy your ticket? You can use your digital one. And
it does introduce the element of luck though, because the first person that gets that ticket to the stand gets to see the game.
Well, the first person that gets it is the guy that's doing what Oscar suggests, using his phone.
Yes.
And after he sells his ticket for like $25 to a person.
Right. A scalper.
Sells it for $500. Dennis, I'm not going to jump on Dennis because I think anybody could make that mistake.
Oh,
I think anybody could make that $500 mistake.
$500
like a reputable,
better than $1,000.
However, I will say this. In the modern age, the idea of scalping, unless you have a cardboard printed ticket, like an old days ticket that you hand in and gets ripped, you're really taking your life in your hands. Because how can you verify a digital ticket or a printout ticket or something on your phone?
Yeah, I mean, I think you don't.
You don't. And you can't.
If somebody's trying to sell you a printed out ticket, you never buy it.
Right.
And that's but then again, let's use this show and this vehicle. If someone sells you outside a venue what appears to be a ticket that's been printed off a printer, you don't buy it because there's no way to validate
unless
that person wants to walk to
you give them half or whatever, and then
now you know what I'm picturing right
50-50.
Now, for some reason I've got JetBlue Park down here where the Red Sox play their spring training games, and I'm picturing somebody that walks up to the gate, and nope, this is not scanning, and he looks at the person, just does the cartoon run away at that particular moment. Hey, stop that man!
I know exactly what the guy looks like. He says,
"Right,
Rat, I can get you into the game for $500.
And they say that a lot.
All right, well, you know what? We do have to start the show. We'll come back. It's all Oscar today because I want to get the review of the World Series. And, for Dennis Murphy, I think it's time to be sensitive about this because he's got to still be hurt. Hey, Dennis, what are you being so stupid for? Sorry about that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Luke Bryan, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Boo.
What this time?
I'm hungry, Jane.
Well, of course you're hungry. You didn't eat your dinner. That's why you're hungry.
But you forgot my breakfast.
I didn't forget your breakfast. I didn't bring you breakfast because you didn't eat your din-din. Ha! You know, we're right back where we started. When I was on the stage, you had to depend on me for everything. Even the food you ate came from me. Now you have to depend on me for your food again. So you see, we're right back where we started.
Why are you doing this to me? Why?
Doing what?
Making me afraid to eat? Trying to make me starve myself?
Don't be silly. If you starve, you die. I don't know what you're talking about. You really must be sick. Why didn't you eat your dinner?
Because I'm afraid. You made me afraid.
I thought you were supposed to be the big girl in this family. Nothing wrong with it. You're just a neurotic, Blanche.
You wouldn't be able to do these awful things to me if I weren't still in this chair.
But you are, Blanche. You are in that chair. And tell me, what are these awful things I'm supposed to be doing to you?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the nation's capital, home of your National League champion, Washington Nationals. Picture still sucks. This is your Mike O'Mara Show. One of those fun days. Anyway, welcome to the show from Podcast Village in our nation's capital, where, yes, there is still Nats fever, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have you on the Mike O'Mara Show today, all the way from Short Pump, Virginia, Galena, Illinois, Red Lion, Pennsylvania, Overland Park, Kansas, Frisco, Colorado, and Kilkenny, Ireland. Oy. Yes, sirree. Fantastic. The show today brought to you by Brook Linen. You know, you spend a third of your life in sheets. Don't you want them to be insanely comfortable? Of course you do.
You do.
So, when you sleep, sleep well. Sleep on hotel-quality sheets that don't cost an arm and a leg. Go to brooklinen.com, the winner of the best online betting category by Good Housekeeping. They have over 35,000 five-star reviews, more than any other online betting company, with over 500,000 happy sleepers and counting. My Brook Linen sheets are the most comfortable sheets I've slept on, and their towels have turned my bathroom into a spa.
Spa.
I know it's spa.
Okay.
I couldn't recommend them more for friends, family, or treating yourself to the upgrade you deserve. Huh? Treat yourself. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get 10% off and free shipping when you use promo code TMOS at Brooklinen.com. Brook Linen is so confident that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 10% off and free shipping is to use promo code TMOS at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code TMOS, Brook Linen. These are the best sheets ever. You know what's not the best ever?
What?
What?
The video I'm getting from you.
No.
No.
No. No.
Yes.
No, no, no.
Bad.
Sad.
You look
twice,
right, Mike?
Since I connected the dongle.
Well, we opened.
Since I went no Wi-Fi.
No Wi-Fi.
Oh.
Are you off
that's
Wi-Fi?
That's the outlier.
Actually, are you off Wi-Fi? Do you have Wi-Fi turned off? Because it'll stay on Wi-Fi if you, even though you connect directly.
Let's see if that works.
Yes.
Let's see.
Sorry, hopefully. Folks. I hate to do this, but Oscar's usually right about these things. So let's see what happens.
Oh, turn off Wi-Fi.
So you're saying the wire is connected, but it's not using that rate.
It might not be forcing it to go to go no Wi-Fi.
Non-Wi-Fi.
Yeah, non-Wi-Fi.
Wireless fidelity, is that what it stands for?
We're still connected now.
Sure.
Yes. And if you go to your network settings, if you don't mind, can you just make sure that you're engaged? Which I imagine you are if we're talking.
Yeah.
Talking, engagement period.
It's been a long time since we've done
that.
The
show after the show.
It's the show after the show.
Sort of like our...
It's been forever for that.
Yeah, we should do that again.
We should reboot that.
Go to network.
Yes, sir. Network. Network.
I'm going to that right now.
Bring in Maddie to moderate.
Oh, it's,
status is connected.
Connected. Well, does it say?
Apple U adapter connected.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Still looks like crap on my end.
Never mind.
So, Oscar, tell your story while we're doing
this. Okay. So, look, the idea that. What's this?
Houston.
I don't want to go back to Houston. Can you please? Jesus Christ. You're reading ahead here. We're still in D.C.
You're right. Let's do this, though.
Please. He's calling back.
Yeah, Rob, I'm calling you.
Yes, you have to focus.
Please
as well,
be
please.
Aware of that while you're
I will talk
your stuff.
While they connect. So, I got a listener. He sets me up. I don't know the guy. Am I going on a blind date? Have I swiped right or swiped left? I don't know. I know that I got a ticket for face value, and this gentleman may or may not want to have any sort of sexual congress with me afterwards. I don't know if I got to put out. There's so many questions.
What is your vibe on the guy when you first see him?
He's tall and white, and that's my type. So I'm in. Like, I'm in when I see him. I'm like, oh,
but he's not Todd Moore tall.
Almost
as
tall
as Todd. Those are very general categories. He's tall and he's white. What was your immediate, because obviously you sum up somebody instantaneously.
How do I prepare for a date? First, I get there early. You don't want to be late for a date. I got to the ballpark at
So different rules for a podcast.
7:05.
I went to the
team store and I immediately bought my date a gift.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, I bought
condoms.
No.
See, you didn't sell that there. That's where, I mean, you're paying for your ticket. So yes, it's not like, you know, the guys, look, but the guy made the ticket available at face value, which is a bargain.
It is.
Considering everything else. But it's still, that's the way you roll. And I think that's classy. The chip in you that I love. I absolutely love that you do stuff like that because it's just a nice, solid thing to do as an icebreaker. And that's what you would do.
Yeah, I felt good about it as well. I didn't feel good about the $50 hats that aren't like your fitted hat situation.
Oh, really? So they're not the fitted hats.
They're not
the fitted hats. Wow. Okay. All right.
So where are they making
money? The t-shirts are like $75. I got one for my wife.
It's so just, you know, obscene.
That's a good word for it. It's a good word
for it. It's obscenity. Yeah. It is. Look, I know your team made the championship, and I'm sure it's the same in every city.
Yes,
but
yes.
Come on. I'm really, 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 really.
And you know what I love about it? God. All this merchandise was made 3 weeks ago, and if they had lost, they would destroy it. It's like it means nothing to them. It means nothing
to them.
But
here it is. You're talking about, we sell t-shirts.
Yeah.
You're talking about well under $10 mm-hmm. to put an embroidered t-shirt, much less the silk screen
$14
crap they're gonna sell you.
Sometimes.
People
at
should
most.
Know that the shirts we sell, we break even. We lose a little. But this is way higher.
No.
But the shirts we sell, you're talking about a markup, from like $10 to $75. You're making $65.
I would say it's probably 800, 900%.
And there was a line like what you would see at TSA to get into the team store. So I waited through that line.
Is there a bigger cluster than the National Team Store? It's set up like a Wegmans.
I'm telling you.
It is. It's a horror show.
They're all like that. They're all like that.
But it's even worse. So what do you account for? I had a jacket and everything set up at home because we had some work to do at the downtown studio.
Okay.
And the day went long. So at 6 o'clock, I'd look at Shannon. I was like, I'm not going to be able to go home. We're going to have to go directly to the park. So my wife was kind of dropping me off. We get to the team store. I said, I'm going to get a gift for Jeremy.
How long to get from the M Street studio to the stadium?
Not bad. Traffic looked horrible.
Sunday is dead in D.C. probably until you got there.
But if you go up and around like a horseshoe, then... not a problem. If you go in the way that you think you should go in, then you're going to rot in hell.
Right.
So you
get to the stadium at what time?
7:20 to my seat. So we're good to go.
And it's like an 8:07 first pitch?
Yes.
I think,
I actually beat everybody except for Jeremy, who had just gotten there. And I was like, all right, I got some one-on-one time with this nice listener. We're going to hit it off. And I got to tell you, for an icebreaker, you're right, Mike, we got along so well. I didn't even mention the gift until I would say 15 minutes into our conversation.
Oh, so you didn't have to lead with it.
I didn't even have to lead with it.
That's nice.
So he's a cool guy.
He was a cool
to the show. I love our listeners.
Yeah,
that's why we like going out to Las Vegas.
So
it's
nice.
Fun to hang.
School teacher, like so nice.
What great.
I didn't get into that clearly.
By the way, I have an announcement to make. I would like to apologize to people at Spirit Airlines, Las Vegas. I will not be flying you. Thank you. Another opportunity presented itself, and I have booked on another airline.
Good man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So, I will say that the fight...
you availed yourself to another carrier.
To get to Section 406 is not... the seats are great, but getting
How many
up there,
escalators do you have to ride?
Oh, I didn't ride a single escalator. It was a lot of walking.
Are they the steps that go like
it's like a ramp, like RFK, FedEx situation.
Are they the steps that don't have them? Moron,
ramp would probably be better.
Ramp.
there are escalators.
But they have escalators.
They absolutely
like to call those, Mike, are the steps that move.
I'm sure there's
Would you like to take the steps that move or the steps that don't have them?
I'm sure there's an easier way. You'll enjoy this. A few things. Being at the World Series, like I will say that I was excited to go. Being there in that atmosphere,
electric.
Even with the way the game went, was something I've never experienced before. It's like playoff hockey. Until you see playoff hockey, you're like, oh, I can't believe this is my entire life.
To attend a World Series is an amazing event.
It is truly history happening right and, around you.
Just a really great environment, positive environment, until a certain part of the game came around.
I want to get to that part. Too.
When you first made eye contact with listener Jeremy, did you get the impression that the sexual Congress was in session?
No, it made me feel like, I was like, that guy just wants to have a good time. Okay. Like, I don't have to put
But he was.
That's a great feeling, though. No pressure. Because when I've done things with listeners, and when you realize immediately that the listener is cool, it's great. And really, the type of show we do, people know us.
Yes.
So they're wanting to attend the game with you because they like what you do. And if they like what you do, what we do is who we are. So it's
who we are.
You know, this is, the odds are very favorable.
Yes.
Usually for a fun time. There are exceptions.
As Robert Goulet would say, Mike, the odds are in your favor.
Yes. The odds are in your favor.
Yes.
Absolutely.
A couple, I want to ask you, gentlemen, because the guys we were with were all hanging out. And how much do you think beer should cost these days?
Well, at a World Series. Yeah.
Okay, you got to be specific.
The Bud Heavies.
Like a 16-ounce Bud.
Yes, yes.
I have a guess.
I'm going to say probably at a World Series, you're talking $12, $13.
I'll take the over. I was going to say $1 an ounce, $16.
Okay. Not bad. Two Bud Heavies, $19.50.
Wow.
Actually,
two Bud Heavies, $19.50.
Yeah, blown away. I was
so $8.
$9.75.
But here it is. I'm not going to sit there and go, oh my God, that's incredible for that swill, that colored water that they call beer. You know what I mean? Is it good for the ballpark? Yeah.
At a World Series. Yeah. Like, this is great.
That's a nice little deal they have for that.
There's a conspiracy, and I could be wrong. The most attractive, like the prettiest, model-esque, like beer, like walking around, like, you know,
vendor
that we've ever
you
seen.
You mean the get your beer here, get your cold beer here, and it's a hottie?
I said, do they fly these models in?
Because
I've never seen this. This is
I would not be at all surprised if the Budweiser Corporation, a very forward-thinking people, said, you know what? We're going to have all eyes on this ballpark this night. We're going to provide the vendors. I bet they do it.
That's spectacular.
And it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Well, I'm like, I get excited when the guy's got like schick, you know, and the guy's got character and he's like doing like popping them open.
Yeah.
But
like
when
you get
you
the big obese sweaty guy, you know, that's
like,
doing
I kid you not, an Instagram model.
You should see how hot the guy was selling bratwurst.
Like, I almost took a picture, like a creep pic off my phone.
Oh, no.
I
was like,
I wish you had. That would have been fantastic.
There's too many people around.
Did you observe that there were any other hotties selling like peanuts
did.
And stuff?
I did. That's why I was
there were?
I was like, this has got to be some, like, there's got to be a firm or something, or they bring them in from all the ballparks around the country. Because if you're like
Yak Shackers and anybody that are fans of the Nats that have been to the state, tell me if this is an aberration or if this is the real deal, that this is what they have all the time. We have to take a break. Yeah. When we come back, there's still a lot. We haven't even gotten to the game itself. Mm. We don't even know the gift you gave.
Yes.
Was it one of those styrofoam fingers that you like to get?
I did look for those. I'll let you know.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back with the World Series at Oscar Santana right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is your president speaking. The losers at Mike O'Mara's show require your feedback. Needy. They need to be rated by you to validate themselves. Insecure. Example. Tell them that the Yak Shack is an A+. Exaggeration. Give the mailbag 5 out of 5 stars. Generous. Assign a 100% to the news you may not need. Lies. TMOS needs a report card. I need to make America great again. Pun. Sad. And now let's round out the promo with some of my best words. Good, strong, taco, sneaky, sweet, thick, crunch, tight, tall, milkshake, China, superior, fish sandwich, and Putin. Hooray for me. I am your king. Misguided. Very sad.
I love that his favorite word is crunchy. Or crunch.
Crunchy.
Crunch.
Crunch. Oh, wow. You know, I'm not laughing at me. I'm laughing at Russell.
Oh, come on.
Make no mistake about it.
Doesn't work without the read, Mike. Doesn't work without the read.
That promo is hard for me to do. Because I don't read it until he hands it to me, and then I'm reading the thing, and
crunch. I look forward to spending some time with Alan Arkin today. Michael!
Michael, yes! Welcome back to the Michael Maris Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. When I talk about Stamps.com, I always wonder who in the world still goes to the post office and why. Stamps.com brings the post office right to you. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. And with the holiday rush approaching, Stamps.com lets you steer clear of the holiday hassle. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Then hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com just like us. Don't spend a minute of your holiday season at the post office. Sign up for Stamps.com instead. It will work for you. There's no risk, and with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale, and no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, enter TMOS. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. All right, so you go to the game, you're at the game, you realize you're going to have a good time with this listener who sold you the ticket. It's awesome.
We break through the first few innings, and look, they're not, the Astros hadn't scored yet, and we're like, all right, we got a pitcher that we didn't know was going to pitch, and by the way, he's doing all right. The first, I would say, quarter of the game,
right?
And you're watching at home.
Well, they did score two at the beginning, right? I mean, they got two early.
I guess in the first couple innings.
Were like, you paying attention to the game? They got two runs in the first inning.
No, they didn't.
Oh, it was the second inning.
Yeah.
Second inning.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's early in the game. I'm just saying,
been there for an hour, essentially, and it's all been like,
so
you know,
what Oscar is saying is
all the pomp and circumstance.
Yes.
Oscar is saying that they did not score at least until the game started.
No, I'm saying in the last two games, in the first inning,
right,
it went sideways both times. So you get You get through the first inning, you're like, okay, this is something different.
Friday night when I was announcing the Tuscarora
game. You're
hoping
for the best.
I made an announcement at about 7:35. I said, and at this time, the Nationals and the Astros are still tied at zero. And the crowd goes, yay! And I said, because they haven't thrown out the first pitch for another half hour.
Oh, that's cruel. Yeah. That's so cruel.
You're just being a dick there.
That was fun.
Yeah. Non-sports fan dick. Yeah, absolutely.
Real
sports guy wouldn't do that to the fan.
No. Yeah. There's a pissed off dad there.
Real sports fan would not do that.
No, there
he is. There's Shecky McClap again.
There was a small segment of the crowd that enjoyed it. Tiny.
Yep.
Small. Yep. Sad.
All non-Nats fans, I guess.
Probably. Well, at that point, they hadn't lost three in a row yet.
Another.
You know why I say this? I have to be very careful because I'm not, I'm a Red Sox fan.
I know.
Another observation. What is, used to be called the Lexus, Lexus seats now,
Oh, it's Delta now, right?
It's like the Delta Sky
Delta
Club.
Are the seats right behind the dugout.
Yeah, they're owned by,
Delta
House.
I think Major League Baseball, because from the beginning, you can't help but look, because that's where you're looking in that direction.
Yeah.
But you look behind. If I see blue, that means the seat is empty.
Right.
And at the beginning of the game, I'm looking down. I'm like, oh, those guys are probably still getting the open bar inside the, that club. And it's, why would they? I'm not going to judge. And I still see the blue seats throughout the entire effing game.
Right.
I think Major League Baseball should have seat fillers.
Yeah, like the Emmys.
If you're watching or you're at the game, two things happen. One, you're like, you are hyper pissed off that those seats are empty.
Oh, the glitterati. And I saw that during the game. Yeah. I said, what is the deal? Delta.
Right.
Great that they have their airline logo on the back of these seats because you can see it because they're empty. It did not look good.
Fill the seats, Michael.
For Major League Baseball, for the World Series, they should have seat fillers.
They should.
They should have them in the back. If the person doesn't show up, doesn't matter. Just put someone good looking in there.
Could they be famous
call
people?
My just, daughter, just call throw my daughter. Call my daughter. She did it at the Tonys.
Right?
She can do it
throw
now.
Throw them in there.
Send
it's
right
a bad
down.
Look for baseball. Because if you saw that on television, Mike, if you're in the stadium, you look down and you're pissed because you're like,
I agree.
Move people down.
And now late in the game, when people split because they're pissed, it's a different story. But at the beginning of the game,
and
that's people
Delta, 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 Delta.
No, I think the whole game. I think they should be. You should not see empty seats there. It gives a bad impression. Yeah.
And in a game, people get pissed like Battersfield. Yeah. They leave.
Okay, but that's fair. But at the beginning of the game, at least have staff sitting in those seats.
Good idea.
That's the other side. I guess the elephant in the room is we all knew that the president was going to be there.
Did you see Jose Andres throw out the first pitch?
I did
you watch
and
that?
He got the ovation that I would expect and I would hope he would get. He killed.
Almost won a Nobel Peace Prize
for
all the work he did.
He
down
killed
in,
and
Puerto
he
Rico.
Was received
for those of you who don't
well.
Know around the country, Jose Andres is just a stellar, incredible restaurateur, an innovator with food, just an incredible track record, restaurants all over the world. He is a genius in the kitchen, and he is a humanitarian, the likes of which we should all aspire to be. He went down to Puerto Rico. He's gone to disaster areas where he brings food, and he works. He doesn't work for government entities, but he works in conjunction with them. But he basically does his own thing.
Yeah.
And he's been amazingly successful providing people in desperate need with food when they're down in these disaster areas. He is a
standing ovation,
spectacular human being. And the night that, Trump was going to be there, he was scheduled to throw out the first pitch.
Salute to the Secret Service, because I'm sure they didn't want a deal, but they dealt. I hadn't seen more police presence at any game. I probably had not been to any event with such security.
And he got it over the plate, didn't he? He had a good throw.
Jose Andres?
Great throw.
But you knew right away that security was going to be tighter. You knew that there was going to be a longer line to get in. And you got in, and they did it quickly. We're enjoying the game. We're drinking, having a good time, and even when you're down 2-0, you're like, oh, there's still a chance. You're hoping for the best.
Sure,
And there was and I'll tell you, the people sitting in the 400 section, probably the people that don't want to leave, and a lot of people didn't leave. But it was fascinating to see the turn when the president was shown on the screen. And I don't know how you saw it on television or what you heard, because I haven't seen the playback yet.
Right.
But the boos that came out and the chant that came out afterwards.
It was the third and the fourth inning, I think.
And I know our country's polarized, and I know that there are certain people that, are split, but I had not seen a town turn on a president.
I'm with
this
Joe
way
Scarborough. By the way, everybody's going to roll their eyes and go, yeah, Mike, yeah, the liberal show you like to watch. Let me tell you what he said, because I agree with him. This is a terrible, terrible time for our country right
now. I agree.
How divided we are. And you know what? He's the one that started that whole locker up thing. Why don't you let him keep it, okay? For those of you that don't like the president, it's still the president of the United States. It's still the guy that won the election. It is. And you know what? Politicians get booed. But when you do the lock him up chant at National Stadium, you are. And I didn't think this until I saw it. And I will be honest with you. I said, I can understand there's so much hatred for the guy out there. But we're so divided. And when you do, is this what it's going to be like for every president now that doesn't play that? I am, as people know, I do not support the policies and this president. I'm going to work my ass off to make sure that it's a one-term president. But at the same time, when you go to an event, we're still the United States of America.
United.
That still is our commander-in-chief. And, and people will say, well, he brought it on himself. Well, that's like saying, I'm going to be an a-hole because that guy was an a-hole. Don't be in it. Rise above it. If you disagree with him, you know what the best thing you could have done is? Quietly applaud. That's the president of the United States. But it's a sporting event, but I get it.
The chant.
I'm curious about one thing, because I have the audio from Fox.
Okay.
And I want to know how it matches to what you heard there. Because, audio can be altered by the television network.
Yes.
And so here's what I heard when I was watching the TV last night.
Oh, yeah. You like that?
Thank you, Rob.
I'm only kidding. This is the third inning married to the fourth inning chant. Okay, so these are the two. Things we were discussing.
It's the World Series. The President and First Lady of the United States, Donald J. Trump and Melania Trump, are here at the game tonight.
Wow.
Now, you should know those are two moments that were put together.
Okay.
They were not, now, they did now, not look, happen not gonna, naturally look, like that.
It's a game. It's the spirit of the moment. It's the passion of the moment. And I don't, the booing, I think the booing, every politician, some of them get booed more than others. Hmm. That's it. The whole lock him up thing, that's what he did. That's the crap that he did.
Okay? Oh, lower yourself. You
know, I mean, let the, it's, yeah, it's beneath,
It was so loud.
Was it as loud as that indicated?
Well, that guy did not boost that because
really,
it was so loud.
It was amazing, right? Like, actually, I've never heard a politician booed like that.
I asked Jeremy, I was like, what are they saying? And he's like, and he listened again, he goes, they're chanting, lock him up. And I was like, this is like, I'm in Bolivia right now.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
this is what happens yeah. in third world countries that are full of turmoil. Yeah. And I get the passion. I understand right. that. But even for a guy like me, Mike, who's like, again, waiting every time I go to Latin America or my dad comes back or I turn on Telemundo, you see this division.
That has been fostered by this current climate we're in with this president. That doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is like booing, you're going to get it at a sporting event. Sure. You can't change that at all. Politicians get booed, some louder. I'm even okay with the booing. The lock him up thing, that's what they do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That I hate that.
Well, I would say we're better than that, but then again.
We are. Yeah, but I mean, right now it's just so.
Ugly.
Passionate. And I was proud of a show. I've been trying to get him on the show for a million years, Joe Scarborough. And I was proud of what he had to say today. It needed to be said. It was wonderful. And I'm sure no one expected that. And that was good. I think, you know, if you have to at some point empathize with other people. Yes. You have to realize that, you know, you have to get it. And, you know, we're all human beings. We're all Americans. And God, what a horrible.
I didn't hear the report. Did he leave after that? Did he leave or stay?
Top of the eighth inning, I believe. Okay. He split.
All right.
That's when, when he left.
Because if you hear that, like, I guess there's a part of me that would have been like, oh,
well, I wonder if, by the way, and full credit to the armed forces and the administration. Yeah. For you know the capture and killing of Baghdadi, I think that's awesome that we got the head of ISIS, that man responsible for.
It was an amazing big day for President Trump yesterday when he went on live television and said the name right.
Yeah,
because that was. Did you watch at the front of it? I swear that was the biggest thing on his mind. He talked so slow.
Yeah. Hey, I don't care who the president is. I love it when we get. That's a win for the USA.
It is.
Baby.
It is.
That's the way I look at it. But at the same time, you know, I think you have to understand where that all comes from because that's where it's been. It's a strange, strange world.
Mm-hmm.
But never heard booing like that. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more of this game. And then, of course, most importantly, where the hell did Oscar go after the game?
Yes, exactly.
When he drunk texted all of us. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Every single hour, a Mike O'Mara Show intern goes to bed hungry, tired, neglected, and worst of all, unpaid. Every time you subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, one of these interns has the chance to get a paycheck, to pay their rent, to survive. Will you be an angel for a poor, helpless TMOS intern like me? Get the bonus show today, and for just pennies, you can save a TMOS intern.
Johnny, are you still talking? Don't you realize being here is payment enough? And where is Oscar's bagel?
Jesus.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, think about your favorite old pair of sweats.
Yes.
So comfortable, but how often can you wear them out of the house without looking like a schlubberino? You don't want to cause a scene, but wait, introducing the all-day, everyday pants from Public Rec, the pants that close the gap between a stylish pair and comfortable wear. Featuring custom-made performance fabric and a tailored fit, the perfect pair for guys on the go. They're the first sweats that have waist and inseam sizing, so whether you're short, tall, or somewhere in between, they fit perfectly. Mine just arrived. I already love them. In the house, on the town, these pants are perfectly comfortable wherever I go. I love, love, love my Public Rec pants. They're called All Day Every Day for a reason because they are perfect any time. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
It's not just pants. Go to their website and check it out. I needed a backpack, and I got the greatest backpack from them. And all I can say is this. It is 100% well-built, and there are pockets everywhere. It's everything you need in a backpack. So it's not just pants. Check their website out. They will find something you will love. Everything. They do.
That's right. All day, everyday pants for a reason. If you can't fit into any of their pants, they'll sell you.
Well, he could technically. You just gotta get,
I'm joking.
They give you the white
stuff. I'm joking. It's fun, they don't want this on their commercial. Comedy has Trump.
No.
Comedy has Trump. They're great.
They had stuff. My size, but I needed a backpack. I'm all
here's hard. An exclusive offer just for our listeners.
That is so funny, though.
Public rec, I'm sorry. I know you're a new client, like, and this is
the
terrible.
Pants, which I have.
Yes.
You
yes,
could so literally wear to work, and people would not right. realize you're wearing sweatpants. That's
exactly.
How
no,
wear.
And you just yeah. throw them on. They're great yeah. on a weekend, too.
Comfortable.
Go to publicrec.com/TMOS and get 10% off your first pair of their all-day, everyday pants. Automatically applied at checkout. Plus, free U.S. shipping and free returns. Don't miss this rare opportunity to get a discount. That's publicrec, rec spelled rec.com/TMOS for 10% off. No sweat. You guys are blurry again. I can't see the reactions that Oscar's doing it's, right it, now.
I'm laughing. Rob is dying inside.
No, it's
what
fine.
Is happening to the video today?
It's not great video.
What's wrong?
You're doing no, a great
video
job.
Video looks great on this side.
Through it, so yeah. appreciate
that's
that,
all that
Mike.
Really matters.
That.
All right, so we just got a few minutes left. Okay. To tell. So you get done. The game,
is done.
Busted out. Three
nobody
in a
leaves.
Row. That, oh, God. For those people in Washington, that, I mean, I am so sorry. The Nationals just put that show on over the weekend. Good God. I mean, I understand losing, but getting ass-thumped every game,
yeah.
that just sucks.
Ugly. Ugly.
It was a Debbie Downer. I looked yeah. at Jeremy and the guys, and I said, time to go. Rolled out, and everyone had taken Metro in or driven, so I was like, I don't want to deal with the Metro. It's going to be a disaster. It's
were
a
people show. Pissy? After it was 7-1 loss, another loss, three in a row. You know, after this euphoric of
late
we're gonna
on
sweep,
a Sunday night,
yeah,
it was a bummer. It was a bummer, and it was a kind of people were like, oh, damn it, like it got to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah,
took off Sunday work tomorrow, night. Whatever it might have been. Right. I ended up hoping an Uber, and I knew there was going to be a cluster because it was a cluster last time. But it's a World
Did
Series.
Did anyone else take an Uber after the game?
So,
because it must have been easy to find your car.
This is the drama. I decided to go to, I said, I'm going to walk to Audi Field. And if you've never been to Audi Field, let's say it's maybe 2.5 blocks from the actual stadium. Why would Oscar Fantana go to Audi Field? It's because I figure that'll be easier for an Uber to get to, and they'll probably pick me up there before anybody else.
Isn't that where the XFL team or the new football league is?
Look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, in February, but also DC
the
United.
The field that's filled with cars.
It's DC United.
No, it's you have to have a special okay. belly button to get in.
But it's a brand new totally brand new field. A dicey right. neighborhood, still dicey around.
It's a neighborhood before being after, reborn.
Is this before or after you went to the bar?
This is before I went to the bar because I wanted to get home.
Oh.
I was trying
okay,
to go.
So
I was trying
to
get home.
Your neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. So I go back to Audi Field, and I'm like hitting the Uber button. I get an automatic, like, oh, I'm coming for you. Coming for you, right? Then.
Was it a threatening I'm coming for
no,
you?
No, it says, I gotcha. I'm 5 minutes away. I'm like, oh, great. I can stand okay. out here 5 minutes in sure. a dicey neighborhood. No big deal. I'm not going to get robbed. And right. And I look like I have a Nats hat, Nats sweatshirt. Like, it screams.
I take my wallet.
Roll.
Yes, it's,
roll
yeah,
this
yeah,
guy.
Yeah. It's not time. Be unconscious it's, and take yeah, all my
yes,
money.
Yes.
You, before we go, you real quick, you never said what the gift was.
Oh, I'm sorry. Got him a hat.
Okay.
Got him a World Series.
Very cool.
Nice.
Series,
okay.
Right?
Good.
And so I'm standing there and I'm like, well, if anybody told me this story, I'd say, you big dummy. Why would you leave a crowded, police-ridden
yeah,
area?
Which is dumber, Dennis buying the scalper ticket or Oscar standing in the middle of one of the most dangerous neighborhoods in the nation.
The amazing coincidences.
Waiting for a car with a you know Washington Nationals sweatshirt on. Hi, what school do you go to?
The amazing coincidences. The guy driving the Uber is the guy that sold Dennis the ticket.
So I kid you not.
So did it get you?
Car yeah. pulls up. The guy's like, need a ride? And I'm like, Joseph? Looking at an
2006 Toyota Avalon?
Different car.
Oh,
he's
no.
like, I can give you a ride. And I'm like,
oh no.
I'm like, no, dude. I got.
Did he say his name was Joseph?
No, no. He just okay. nodded. He said, I can give you a ride.
It's not your Uber.
It's not my Uber. Not my
I
Uber.
I wouldn't get in that car.
Not
get in that car. In a
and
minute.
He goes, how much cash you got on you? I'm like,
oh no.
I was like, none, man. Spend at the game. Like, I'm literally at this point. I was like, I know I've made a mistake. I know there's a problem.
And there anyone else around you?
No, it's just me.
Oh, God.
Just me. Just me.
Are you, are you a little loaded?
And maybe a vagrant down the corner that was like the poor guy doesn't have a home, right?
Are you a little loaded?
Yes, of course, loaded? Of course. Yeah. The genius idea that comes to you when you're hammered. You're like, right. I'm going to go away from all the security
to
a bad neighborhood that's not fully transitioned yet. And by the way, so the guy, he doesn't let up on it. And I was like, look, man, my car's going to be here in 2 minutes. Like, I'm good. He goes around. I'm looking at this thing like, I'm praying that this guy's actually not going to get lost or cancel the ride. This and that.
Right.
Guy cancels the ride. And I'm like, well.
Oh, your Uber cancels on you?
The Joseph guy, the real Uber driver cancels the ride.
And as he cancels the ride, like 4 or 5 minutes later, the guy comes back around. He's like.
Oh, my God, that dick.
He goes, still need that ride, right?
Uber driver dick.
And I'm like.
Wow.
I'm like, nah,
he
man.
He probably canceled the ride because he didn't want to go through the neighborhood.
Probably not.
Yeah, as he got closer to Audi
probably
Field,
not.
He's
he
like, saying,
I'm not going to do that.
That's all.
So what happened?
So
then?
I said, this one, I was like, nah, I'm good, man. And I took off running because I wasn't going to, like, I was like, if I run at least closer, if they find my body closer to the ballpark, I'll get
to. Yeah, go back to the where
security.
The
people are. Yeah. I look, literally like
good
a kid.
Move.
Like sprinting like a kid.
Run to the searchlights.
Good
lights.
Move, Danny Drunkerson. I'm glad
I was
you
like,
did that.
Gonna get back. And at that point, I said, you know what? I'm not in a hurry to leave this area, the secure, wonderful area. There's a bar open there. I'm going to go to that bar and wait this out a little bit to see somebody actually get picked up by a certain ride or take a cab. And I asked you not, I texted my wife. I said, I don't know when I'm going to get home, but I'm going to get some chicken fingers at this bar and another drink. And but I'm alive and safe within this cocoon of this bar.
That's when you texted the picture of the
TV
screen.
I did. Yeah. Needed some food. That was good to go. And you know what's not bad, Mike? DC cabs. DC cabs are well marked, and they will pick you up.
Uber sucks.
And DC cab is a great movie, if you like Mr. T. Really fun.
A DC cab dropped me off roughly at, I would say, 1:30 a.m., and I said, thank you, sir. Here's a wonderful tip. Thank you for not trying to roll me as I was just trying to get home.
You know, I say Uber sucks, but you can't blame the guy. The guy was probably looking around going, huh, I got to get out of here.
Well, he probably had another ride that was closer to the secure zone.
Yeah.
You know, the cocoon of safety. But this guy said, I'm going to trick all of them. Yeah. Wonderful.
And you went to the World Series.
Wonderful World Series. Fantastic. Made it home.
You had a good time.
And I got to tell you that if you can go, don't Dennis Murphy it. Like, try to do it the proper channels.
Yeah, I know.
Don't Murphy it, Mike.
Poor guy.
Poor guy.
But it's over. We'll take a break. Three more in Houston. Hopefully, hope for the best.
Yeah. Well, we have maybe
two more.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. Whatever. Two more. Let's not play that game. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get to know our friends at KCJJ. Tom Suter. He loves to play guitar. He was a member of the popular rock and roll group, the B-52s. Tom stands an impressive 7'2" in his bare feet. Tom loves to tinker in his workshop and is responsible for inventing the bottle cap, cocktail sauce, and the scotch tape dispenser. Tom is happily married now, but escorted Jill Clayburgh to the 1978 Oscars and got to third base. Tom studied baking for 9 years and made the wedding cake for many of Larry King's marriages. And Tom owns a magic stapler. But mostly, Tom is the general manager of radio station KCJJ, airing the Mike O'Meara Show since 2009. Thank you, Tom. And thank you, KCJJ.
1630 KCJJ.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Zappos. Congratulations to Zappos on their 20th birthday. That means 20 years of the absolute best customer service and a selection that is unmatched. Happy birthday, Zappos. Let's have cake, yes?
Yes!
Yes.
Thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. We are excited to continue our thriving partnership with Zappos, and we celebrate it with our return to Las Vegas just a few weeks down the road for our 10th anniversary. Yay, us! Hosted by our friends at Zappos, the Council Chambers Theater. We're glad that we're going to have our friends for two sold-out shows out there. Our partnership, built on listener support. So whether it's footwear, outerwear, anywhere, basically if you wear it, get it at Zappos. We ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click on the banner. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thanks to Zappos.com, there's never been a better time to look your best. Thank you, Zappos. We will see you in Las Vegas, everybody.
News.
Whoa.
Boo.
God almighty.
Sound powerful.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
If you play it loud enough, it makes the news more important.
Thank you. There were reports last week that Ben Affleck was using a dating app. And on Saturday, he admitted that he is dating, but he didn't say whether he's using the internet or not. In a post announcing that he was making a donation to an addiction recovery charity, he said, quote, "Ha, you got me. I'm dating." Unfortunately, later that night, and this was damning video for a guy that says he's, on the wagon.
Yeah.
He was spotted leaving a UNICEF Halloween party with a woman. He was wearing a skull mask and he was visibly drunk. He could hardly stand up. At one point, he had to hold on to the back of a car to keep from falling. You wouldn't have known it was Ben Affleck, though, because he's got the skull mask.
Sure.
TMZ caught up with him yesterday, heading into his ex-wife Jennifer Garner's house, and he was looking much better. He said, quote, "You know, it happens, just slipped, but I'm not going to let it derail me." All right, being honest.
Yeah, good
taking
for him.
Ownership of that at the same time. But my wife said this to me. You wonder what kind of people he's around, and he's not with Jennifer Garner, so it's kind of tough, but, you know, it's just sad to see that. I hate to see
disease.
A guy that's out there. Yeah, it's a disease, and it's bitten him, and it's not fun. Felicity Huffman walked out of prison on Friday after serving just 11 days of her already light two-week sentence. Felicity went in to serve the remainder of her time on October 15th and was scheduled to get out yesterday. But it's policy at the federal joint where she was incarcerated to let low-security inmates who are scheduled for a weekend release get sprung on a Friday. So counting the day of her arrest, she was only locked up for 12 days. In addition to doing minimal time, Felicity was also hit with a minimal fine of $30,000 in order to do 250 hours of community service. Felicity admitted guilt, apologized, and took a deal almost immediately after being implicated in the college admissions scandal. Meanwhile, Lori Loughlin and her husband decided to fight and were just hit with additional bribery charges last week. They could be looking at years,
wow,
not weeks, God, which is pretty scary. There's an online petition to try to get the government to officially move the date of Halloween from October 31st. Can we stop being toddlers, please?
Yes.
Can we just be adults, grown-ups, please? It's October 31st. Move the date so we can have the... F you. If you care about this, you're an idiot. This is a child's holiday.
If you really want to be scared, go to Audi Field. Ooh.
Wow. They want to move it from the 31st to the final Saturday in October.
Stupid.
God, stop it. But since the government won't do it, thank you, government, now there's a new plan. Create a new holiday on the last Saturday of October and call it National Trick-or-Treat Day. I'd love to interview the Brain Trust and ambush them. I'd really like to say, hey, that's a great idea. You're a moron.
Hey, you know what's really sad is at my house, we already observe a holiday the last Saturday in October. It's called Go F*** Yourself Day.
It's going to get in the way of that.
You know, it's just things like that that make me wish George Carlin was still alive. You know?
So, I got together with my friends.
There's got to be a baby talker somewhere in this.
Oh, God, yeah.
I got together with my friends, and we thought, Why are we penalizing our children? They don't want to.
There could be a big, I would say, this could be a homegrown but corporate entity that said, what if they move this day? How much more alcohol would we sell?
Yeah. If we're
like
guaranteed
Nestle
a Saturday.
Or Budweiser behind it, you know? One of those big,
like a misinformation
giants
campaign.
In a suit of armor. One of the big giants in a suit of armor going,
they ought to make National Trick or Treat Day.
I hear you. Sorry, I still like those commercials because I'm an idiot. According to a new survey, it only takes someone an average of 38 seconds to judge your house.
Really?
Here are the 10 things they notice. The smell.
Oh.
Absolutely number one.
Yep.
Absolutely. If you've ever looked for a house, you walk in, nope. The temperature, that's interesting. Never thought of that one, but it's true. Whether or not the carpets have been vacuumed, ew. How comfortable the furniture is, that's true. But if it's minimal furniture that's not comfortable, I'm not necessarily going to diss
the people.
You
have just over half a minute to get your ass in a chair?
If there are dirty dishes in the sink, true. Super gross. If you're having people come over and they're expected. Dirty windows is one. What books they have on display. That's old fashioned. Whether the furniture looks worn out, the color of the walls, and how dusty it is.
Those are some lovely pornographic books you have on display. As someone who used to deliver furniture, the thing that threw me is the house that smelled. And there would be different weird, musty was one. There were some people that apparently when you walked in, all they had was cabbage. That's all they ate. That's the only judgment I could make.
It's so nasty.
It is
and when people are selling a house and you walk in.
Like, oh, well. Somebody's got to get that
Did somebody
out.
Die of old age here?
Oh, that's rough.
And now a little something, something, ladies and gentlemen. Cops in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, were looking for a 36-year-old car thief named Jonathan Fosky on a Thursday, and his master plan was to hide from them inside a dumpster. Someone called the cops to tell them they'd seen him in the dumpster, but by the time cops got there, Jonathan had changed his hiding spot. He'd moved on to a porta potty.
Oh, no.
Is that an upgrade or not? I'm
Johnny.
Not sure. The cops found him in there, in the porta potty, and caught him after a brief chase. He ran. He was hit with several charges. I'd like to see the body cam footage, though, because this story just doesn't smell right to me.
Oh.
Happy Monday. Stupid Monday joke.
I like it.
Stupid lazy Monday joke. Lazy Monday joke. Lazy Monday joke. Something didn't smell right. Lazy Monday joke. But it doesn't really matter because I can't see Rob and Oscar because they're blurry, blurry today. And I got early Alzheimer's. Don't know where I am in the show. I've lost my place. But I'm trying to hook things up with all the cables and the wires. And I'm doing the best with a Monday lazy joke. Thank you very much. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault right here on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Alexa, who are the interns on The Mike O'Mara Show?
I don't understand what you mean by interns.
You know, the people behind the scenes.
I don't know what you mean.
Come on, the ones who write all the promos, the people who do all the real work.
Did you mean to search for Matt Pony Boy Bloom?
What? No, he's not an intern.
Now searching for Pony Boy Bloom on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Alexa, cancel. Search People Who Work Hard on TMOS.
Now searching for Maddie Masiello.
No!
Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you today and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program brought to you by our bonus packages.
Yes.
What's the matter, Porcupine?
Oh. Mm.
Why are you so glum, chum? Is it because your team didn't sweep, even with a home field advantage?
Oh, Jesus.
Did the carriage turn back into a pumpkin? Are the horses mice again? No worries. You can still come back, even after blowing a two-game lead. Just smile, because you know D.C. is the worst sports town in the world. Rob.
You are
who wrote this?
Not a
this is horrible.
You're a foe.
This is horrible.
Well, keep smiling because you can listen to the TMOS bonus show even after your team lets you down. It's a grand slam of comedy that you can depend on with Mike, Oscar, Rob, Maddie, and Kurt Suzuki. Pony.
Oh!
That's funny.
It is funny. He picked the right player. It's a commercial-free, unscripted, unrestricted, no-holes-barred 6th episode of TMOS, and we never choke. Just click the banner on our website so you get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. It's your passport to the
Assport.
Port.
Assport. Just me?
Good.
Yeah. I liked it.
The TMOS bonus show, brought to you by Stein's Theatrical and Dance Supplies of Arlington. With Halloween just around the corner, maybe you should head around the corner to 3100 Clarendon Boulevard and grab your Halloween must-haves, like a pirate's eye patch, a fairy godmother's wand, or a ruffled pirate shirt. Look no further than Stein's, where you can find the roar of the grease paint and the smell of feet. Lots of ballet shoes. Stein's Theatrical and Dance Supplies, closed since 2006. Try Party City, you dummy. It's closer anyway. Let's open up the audio. Stein's.
In the old days, you had to go to Stein's if you wanted something.
What's the place we use for all our costumes on the Don and Mike show?
That was Masters Costume and Masters Formal costume. In, where was it? Annandale,
right? I think that. Oh,
no, Annandale. Yeah. They smell a little like feet, too.
I had to tell. While you're doing the audio vault, I'm going to hang up and call again, see if there's anything.
Please, Oscar, will you do that?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Thank you. You know what? Prince Jackson, who is Michael Jackson's son, looks just like his dad, does an annual Thriller Halloween benefit thing where he raises money based on his dad's record. He said Halloween with dad was always weird. I can only imagine being with Michael Jackson would be weird enough. Halloween probably even weirder. Huh?
As the most famous man in the world, it's very hard for him to get out and, you know, do normal things. But because it's acceptable on Halloween to dress up in full costume, that was one of the only times where we could, you know, hang out outside as a family. And we would always dress up as superheroes. And the one I always remember is Spider-Man. And it would be, you know, very simple, one-piece Velcro in the back and then the pullover mask. And I always remember the smell of my own saliva in there. You know, it's just so nasty when it kind of mats up. But it was always fun because you could go out and nobody knows who you are and you're just grabbing candy. And it's a really fun experience.
It was just, I found that to be an odd. Yeah. He probably should have anticipated the question and come up with something that didn't involve a mask full
my
of
own
spit.
Saliva.
Yeah, I was going to say, well adjusted until he said that.
Yeah, and also know this, that he said,
I mean, not a big teeth brusher.
You know, dental hygiene at Neverland. Not so much.
Right.
He said that Michael Jackson would get recognized even in full costume because even when he was dressed as a superhero, he would still wear loafers and white socks.
There you go. The look that says, I'm successful.
Well, I think that he probably, there's a piece of him that probably wanted to be recognized. You know, he used to flip Elvis out if Elvis didn't get recognized.
Really?
So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how they got him to do the 68 comeback special. Steve Binder, the producer, said, you know, you're not as big as you think you are. And Elvis said, no, I am.
Oh,
and they took Elvis out on the Sunset Strip.
They goaded him.
And people walked right by him. And he had, because he always surrounded himself with security, assuming that there would be a disaster.
Yes.
And he just walked among people and it flipped him out. That's what made him do his comeback.
Wow.
That's a cool piece of trivia.
I didn't know that.
Steve Binder.
Really?
Yeah, Steve Binder really was really important in his career. He sort of course, you know, it was just it just propped him up because 4 years later he was a mess again. But it gave him
a
really
good
Elvis
that people were walking by just to be cool because everybody recognized Elvis. They just tried to be cool and not act like they recognized him, but Elvis didn't know that, so that's probably how
happened.
True. Wouldn't you think that probably would have been true?
I don't know. You know, absolutely. I don't think so, but you know, the way Elvis was then, I'd say there was a good chance that they were just walking by and not paying attention to him.
I do think New York, L.A., with celebrities,
I agree.
A different vibe,
I agree.
The way they handle
very
celebrities.
True. Mm-hmm. Very true.
So we Tiger Woods in Japan this weekend tied Sam Snead with his 82nd tour victory.
I watched
82.
The whole thing.
It's amazing.
Make room on the mountaintop. Tiger Woods has matched Sam Snead with 82 PGA Tour wins. The most of all time.
It's just crazy. It's a lot. You know, I've been able to be consistent most of my career, and I put myself up there with a chance to win on a number of occasions. There's plenty of times where I didn't, but today was one of those days where I was able to pull it out, and it's been a long week. 5 days at the top of the board is a long time, and it was definitely stressful.
So you watched the whole thing? He played just
amazing
great
tournament.
All the way
Here's
through?
Here's the problem. This is what's unfortunate. Sad that he wasn't able to get it.
It was called the Zozo, Mike.
The Zozo Open in Japan. First PGA Tour event in Japan. Amazingly disrupted with this wall of
monsoon,
water.
Yeah.
The golf course was underwater, and it must have drained fabulously. It was in great shape. They got it back in shape. They finished Monday morning in Japan. So when I was watching last evening,
I hadn't thought of the time difference.
I think it ended about I want to say 8 o'clock at night. I'm not sure, but it was morning. It was like in the 9 a.m. hour in Japan when he won. And here's the deal. This is so cool. You're watching this and you couldn't even get on the course. It was so throngs of people over the weekend.
Right.
Monday morning, they had a total of 3,000 people there.
Oh,
and they were
wow.
lucky to get them because Japan, unlike the good old US of A, where they would have had another 20,000 people saying
sure.
F off. They're all at work.
Yeah.
It was amazing to watch. So there weren't the number of people there. There were a few, but they not
but
even
it's Monday
close
morning.
To the numbers
That's
they
so
had
cool,
before.
Though.
And it was just, you know, Tiger looking like he did in his 30s. It's amazing to watch this guy. I'm still, you know, Carla comes walking by and says, did your friend win? I said, yeah, stop it.
How dare she?
All right. I like my Tiger.
Did you know?
60-year-old can have heroes too, Carla.
Did you know that as you go around the round world, there are different versions of like the Judge Judy format? Judge Judy doesn't play so well in, say, Australia. So what they do is their own version, and it's called Trial by Kyle.
Kyle is the judge.
And Kyle is the judge. And there was a case that aired last week that's got some note. A mom sued her daughter for having sex in the mom's bed and breaking the bed.
Mm.
And here's how it played out on Trial by Kyle.
There was some intense passion.
Oh, did you know this bloke? Or is he like a hooker?
I know him well.
But in your mum's bed, weird. Why didn't you bang it in the other bed?
The honest truth?
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
My other friends were in that bed.
Guess what? The mom won, and the daughter had to pay for the bed, so says Trial by Kyle.
There weren't any pictures of that California congressman in the bed, too, were there?
No, I didn't see any.
That lady that had to resign?
Yeah.
God.
Double standard,
Mike.
She had
an affair with, like, a man and with a, you know,
wow. To your man and he did that, you know, same deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See you later, lady. See you
I'd
later.
I'd like to see her on Trial by Kyle.
She's known bisexual, has an affair with the staff member and then a campaign worker, man and woman. I mean, pictures
going through a divorce. It's rough.
Yeah, going through a nasty divorce. Yeah. Sorry, Congresswoman. Bye.
I will stay before I play this next tape. Mike, everyone's okay. Nobody was hurt. But a Michigan woman heard a tremendous racket outside and went outside. A Samsung brand satellite fell out of orbit into her yard.
Oh, my God.
A satellite.
Wow.
And here is her coverage. She immediately took to her iPhone, and Michigan woman gives us this play-by-play.
Never know what's going to happen. This baby fell out of the sky and landed in our yard.
Stop it right there. Did they take that tape from down here?
No, this is in Michigan.
They took that tape from down here.
This is before she left for her Florida home.
I want you to hear this voice. I want you to play it from the beginning.
Okay.
I want you to hear the voice of every woman that lives near me.
Okay.
Listen to it right now. Stop it.
No. Here's the Michigan lady.
Never know what's going to happen. This baby fell out of the sky and landed in our yard. Thank God there's no horses out or it didn't hit the house. And it's still going and flashing.
It's still going. And then she went on to say,
It's going and it's flashing.
At that pace and speed, these people talk?
Wow.
Yeah, I felt so endangered, I had to go right to Fort Myer.
No, that's a southern accent you were doing just then.
Oh, I'm not.
When did you get back? When did you get back? I don't know when you got back. It's still flashing and stuff.
What I have to do, I guess I need a core word. Where is satellite?
Satellite. Look at that big flashing satellite. That got back there. It's in my backyard.
It didn't hurt no one.
Watch out. That's back. It might have radiation.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a good Monday, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Satellite.
And then it's too loud. What is wrong with my equipment? Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for joining us for a fabulous Monday show. Try to get things straightened out here. Very strange. That's super loud music. Yes, sir.
I hear that. Satellite.
All right, everybody. For Rob and Oscar, Mike saying bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Luke Bryan, wishing you a very happy Halloween. Boo.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I can pull a better cartoon out of my ass.
I want you not to go too far.
I'm just beginning.
Rock-a-bye, baby, in the palm tree. When the wind blows, it's a guide for a five-hour game!